Yes, so Paul says, let's say, if the Rish Galusa did not have the authority from Malchus for us to do it, so then if he would try to use Kriya, so he would be put in jail. So Mimele, since he cannot enforce it in CS, I'll be deemed under the Kriya Bezdin. There is no such thing as Kriya Bezdin. If Bin CS, it cannot be done. If Bin CS, it can be done, so then he has Kriya Bezdin. So there's a Kriya Kriya Bezdin. The Kiyakri of Bezdin is really Kiyakri of the Tzibo, but the Bezdin represents the Tzibo. So, but if he cannot do it in Tzias, if he doesn't have authority from the Malchus, so then Al-Pidin he doesn't have Kiyakri. And if he doesn't have Kiyakri, so Mimele, he's a Mirim Yad without Rishus, and Kol HaMirim Yad Al-Khadir and Mikha Rosh. So that is not because of the Yisrael of Yisif Lakeisei. The Gemara learns it out from Vayim al Rosh Alom Esakes Reacho, that was before Matan Torah. And then, when between whom did it happen? Between Dosan Nadir, the Rambam, the Gerim, and the Rambam says that the Yisra of Yisif Lakeisei doesn't apply to Rosh Esen Yisim HaSamcho. That's more in Sanhedrin. There's a Machlokes with somebody's Make es chaver akoy poros mishavet prute, so is chayv malkes. If it's akoy mishavet prute, it's not chayv malkes, because ain't of them leike mishalim. But like this, the general rule is milke loke vein mishalim. But the feiru shchitza teiro in the zeninim and chayv of chaver eli tashlum, so Mary doesn't get malkes. But if somebody is make es chaver akoy poros mishavet prute, then there is no tashlumin, so he gets malchus. So there is a machlekes anoyim in Sanhedrin, in Perikel and Achnokin, somebody is maki kutsi, pochas mishavet prute, whether he gets malchus or he doesn't get malchus. So whether makshin makoy kuole or loy makshin makoy kuole. And we pass from makshin makoy kuole, so maki kutsi, even a kovet mandoma of kutsi in Geremisein, but they're not easy my sam course, so he's put on Malkus. And the Rambam says in Hilchos Chayivu Mazik that Kolamake Odom Kosham is for the Lord, implying that if he's an easy my sam course, he's not the Lord. So even after Matan Torah, by Dosham here there, it was Dosham Babiro, Heil the Rishosom, Mitchlosom Batseifom, they're not easy my sam course, so why is he Roshe? So Roshe, the answer is, this is not based upon the Lord, for he's like this. This is Pesalach. If somebody is near in Yad or Chadir without Rishus, so is Osh. But how about Av Makir, near Rav Regis Talmidei? The answer is the Torah is Rishus and Av. And the Rebbe to the Regis Talmidei. But somebody whom the Torah didn't give Rishus, even though it doesn't involve the love of the AC, so is Osh. If somebody will be near in Yad and in Akum, there is no love of the AC, in Yad and Akum, so you still be a Rosh without Rishus. If somebody would mir in Yad against the Rosh, even a Rosh and a Pekiris in Moshe, who is Mavidim Lamailin, you'll be a Rosh. Because it's not based upon the Yisra of Reis. That's in general. I mean, any Yahra Messiah, so is a Rosh without Rishus. And in order to have Rishus, Bezdin, so he must have, in order to have Kiyah Bezdin, he must be in Tzias, have Kiyah to enforce it. If in Tzias he cannot enforce it, so then he doesn't have Kiyah Bezdin. The Chinuch says, Sanhedrin is made the Chutzlars, if there is Bezdin, according to Rishus HaGoziz, so they can be done in the Foshes and Chutzlars, provided they got Rishus from the Malchus. So what he's telling us, a practical thing? No, he's telling us a thing. If they don't have Rishus in the Malchus, so then they cannot do it before Hesye. So mainly they don't have Kiyach Kriye. In order to have Kiyach Kriye, you must be able to do it before Hesye. That's the pshat. And that's every Aramashiyad, even not Harige, but Aramashiyad of Harige. So if you don't have Rishus from Malchus, so then Yachai Misi B'Shamayim Mitzad the Aloche of Sheikha Damodam Bodam Ben Mishokach. And that doesn't depend upon the Yisam Sichi, that the Reis from the Mukiese in Shvuyas. The Rambam says that if somebody takes his Shvuyas not to eat 7 days, so it's a special, like Shvuyas Elishan Ginoyam. So the Ram and the Mukiese, Tamasik and the Rambam, they are Luisham, so you have to be really kind. He'll fall asleep by himself, whether he likes it or not, but here, he can do it. He'll die. All right, so why is it Ishvashot? So the Yisuf says, it is Ishvashot. Lap mitamei al mitamachine. Because he's there, al shefer dam odom godom dam ishof. So the Rambam says, Zahir Yisatzmi. But here Yisatzmi, there is a Maisa Ritziche. Here he doesn't eat, he's completely passive. He's not in al Yisir Soch. The answer is, a person has no issues to be in the habitats, even in a passive way, by refusing to eat food. So Meir Daran, Yisef, said in Shvuyas, is Chayev Yisef, Bitzad, Shefet Amodim, Vodim Shatach, even without the Lysi Yosef. If a person kills a human being, even if he is of those who is Merinim Lemayel, but without Rishus, so is Chayev Yisef. So that's why the Miri in the Vakame says, at the end of the Vakame, that the din of Merinim Lemayel can only be done if the daily Hador, after the Amar Bebiundes, they decide that it's necessary to be done in order to be matzil the tzibo from the ashpoya of the mim or the gifes of the mosque. Otherwise not. But there is no Yisalisiyasok. The answer is, without Yisalisiyasok, without Chishus, it cannot be Nerim Yad. And if there is Haromes Yad of Harige, so it's in Chai Yisib Lishamayim. So this is Pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Happy calls in the Yad Mizore, he is a Beres Lahachis, a Tulochon, a Beres Lahachis, 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 in Yehi Yodhi Kiyach Lohom Yisayi Fahes Yehi. What do you mean? Like tasteless. She's not sure they would kill for. That means he can do the Fahes Yehi openly. If he can be Edo. But, so then he can do it in the Tzina also. But then he has Rishus. But if he has no Kiyach Lohom Fahes Yehi, so Al-Pidin, he has no Kiyach Fie, and there is no head, he has no Kiyach Besen, so only Lemailin, not Lemeridin. So Mele, where the Hitra says that even though Bezin is making the Ish Shalim Adin, but it can be done only against those who are Chayiv Nisi. Because insofar as the Yisrael is concerned, so then we say Bezin, the Rasho, the Miyamilse can be Iker Yisrael. But there is another Shaila. How can they be money, be made in Yad, and kill someone without Rishus? The answer is Besen has Rishus. So Besen does not, the Torah does not give Besen Rishus to kill an innocent person for the best purpose in the world. Only if somebody is not innocent. What does it mean, innocent or not innocent? If he's highly easily, at least Lashamayim. So that was the purpose of passing them by the Or. So if the Or was killed at any one of the family of Shaul, so it was a riot that it was Chayiv Yisrael Shamayim. So we made it, but without being Chayiv Yisrael Shamayim now. So that's the pshat in the Gemara, the Miri says. Yilven Tabai did not make it toys in the Aloche, in the Eden Zim, in the Noshim, that he used Mukur. He knew that, but he delayed him, even Shaul's looking. He wanted to apply the aloha of this makim being shalim adin. But, so he was eikad nisav v'siyasa, fine. But there is aloha, you cannot, you have no rishus to be manish anyone, to manish anyone. Yeah. Unless he is chayiv nisav, he's chayiv nisav. So was he chayiv nisav not? So, echot shorof alasuz b'shabes, so that person was probably mechal shabes 100 times anyway. But he didn't do it in such a way that they would give me some mail, the mill say they needed our range. But here an examine is not high, we say, unless it's young, use mukula. If it's not used mukula, it's not high nisa, it's not even high of chorus. Because most mechuyavim is based involve a high of chorus too, but not even zinim. There is no high of, not even zinim. So mele, he had no rishus to kill him, to end, to be manish. That's why Teisva says that he didn't involve the rabbi to see us. So mele, it wasn't such a catholic. But if something that involves the rabbi to see us off, so even if it's not machalas asores, it's the biggest akolah there could be. I mean, something that involves a lot of says, all right, I mean, I have to go to the minyan and the Moshe's house. I know you can feel. So, that me yarin ha'afu ha'afuim v'chamishim yarin, that you yarin ha'dayo ha'dosho, that you yisi v'rakshim yarin yarin, and kishu yisi ha'mishim shabbat. So Rav Meir says, Abayim b'chamish inay. So any dam, kishu, that she sees within the 40, 50 days prior to Leide, so she's still be amazing. But if it's, let's say, 60 days, so then it's not considered Dono Machmas Vod. Because of course it is that the name Zide, Domo Machas Lodo is toy. So it has to be Domo Machas Lodo. So if it is within 40 days, 50 days, so then it's considered like Domo Machas Lodo. But if it is more than 40, 50 days, it's not Domo Machas Lodo, so she's better. The question is, why did the Mishnah say Chamishim Avoyim, either is Chamishim or it's Avoyim? Hash the Hamishim Lichie, and it's Kuchiste or Aboin Mivoy, Omar Achize, Loika, Kan Lechilo, Kan Lebre. So if she's a healthy woman, so then
50 days,
40, no, 40 days, 40 days, but 41 days, prior to Leide, it's male. Mashainkin, if she's a weak woman, sick woman, so then 50 days. Now the Rashi,
they see blood and pain, blood and suffering.
That's right.
That's the young woman. Yes.
Here are both. All right. Gosh. Here we have Omar Ablevi in a blood entire and the Yomim Horuim Mir Benzah. Now, before we go to this Gemara, I just want to refresh what we said last time, last year. It's a very important year because we discussed the Shittas HaRambam in the Cheshbon of Yemei Ziben and Yemei Ziben and Yemei Nide. So all the Rishayim, except for the Rambam, say that it's not an uninterrupted Cheshbon 7-11. But, in other words, when the woman starts having the period, so then the first 7 days is in the year. Then, the 11 days following the actual nidus, so is in a zibet. And if, let's say, she doesn't see any down in the zibet, so then, in the 7 days following the 11 days, again in a year. But suppose she sees down in the May Zide, and she sees down 3 days in succession. Let's say, suppose the initial year when she starts having the period is on the first of the month.
The first of the month.
Let's say on the first of this year. So then she's the 7 days up to the seventh of Tishrei is in a year. Then starting the eighth of Tishrei until the 18th, 11 days is in a year. Suppose if she doesn't see any dam in the days from the eighth of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei,
So then the 19th of Tishrei starts the cycle of Nineveh. But suppose she sees down, and suppose she sees down and the Dalet Yerim following the Nineveh of the 7 days from the first of Tishrei to the 7th of Tishrei. So the Dalet Yerim consists of the from the 8th of Tishrei till the 18th of Tishrei. Suppose she sees down in succession the 16th of Tishrei and the 17th of Tishrei and the 18th of Tishrei. So then she becomes Ida V'Dera. So she's Mechayevus to count Zayin. So according to the Ramban, the Rajbo, the Ritva, the Ran, I mean the Raivet, all the Rishayin, the Rajbo, all the Rishayin except the Ramban, since she became Ida V'Dera, so that suspends the commencement of Inimida until she will have counted Zayin Yiki. But the Rambam Shita is different. The Rambam Shita is it's an uninterrupted chesh. 7-11, 7-11. Now, so there are many kashis. Many kashis against the Rambam. First of all, there is a kashis against the Rambam. From Gmorim Fodashis in the era, there is a first, and then from the Gemara. So that's what we discussed when the Gemara says here. Mayu menidosa in huyin izive ben sira shiva ilamen at yimeyidosa shen huyin izive ben sira shiva ilamen. And why is it in Rilem? Because it's actual, it's impossible. So in other words, it's impossible to count the Zion King in the Meida, because once she becomes his of a day as a resistant. We discussed it last time, I'm not going over it anymore. Please. So it suspends the commencement of the Meida until she'll have count the Zion King. And the Gemara calls it the Epsha. I'm not going over the Gemara. I will spend 2 hours. I'm not going over the Gemara. I'm going over the Gemara. So you know, I'm not going over the Gemara again. So it's Gemara Meporeshes Neged the Rambam. As Rashi says, Avinui. Magnu dosa in hum yizive de indoga la hamide in sira shiva yizive ilene doch mi habe zogen in chayla yimeide. So it's a Gemara Mefaresh, it's like the Rambam. So, it's a very, I mean, it's very, it's possible in the Rambam. It's not on so many Gemara, it's more here, and then there's Gemara that Mendalet, in Nide, the Chazdein is there also. So the Chavizdav mentions the big Heshbot. Otherwise the Rambam is a Rav Snikre. So the Chavizdav, even though the Rambam doesn't spread out, but we have to say like the Chavitah. The Rambam, the Chavitah imposes limitation upon the Shittas Rambam. And he says that the Rambam is only chilek. We have two kinds of women. There are women who have a vessel to Tavua, and we have women who don't have a vessel to Tavua. It seems that there's been Shina Teva. Years ago, so most women had a vessel to Tavua. Today it seems that more and more women don't have a vessel to Tavua. It's dead because menstruation is primarily psychosomatic. So because of the different habits, you know, mother women, so there is younger. So, but like this, is mandatory shaming. It appears that most women have a vesicle. Today, I don't know whether what most, but maybe it's like 50-50, but it seems that most women today, the tendency is that most women today don't have a vessel to Tavua. Anyway, there are two types of women. There is a woman that has a vessel to Tavua, and there are women who don't have a vessel to Tavua. Now, the Torah says that Zive is over the below is Nidosa. What does below is Nidosa mean? Below is Nidosa mean not for you. I mean, you saw, I mean, today, We go to Shini Atava, but that the same thing is true today, and there hasn't been such a Shini Atava. So when a woman has the period, so some women will bleed for 3 days, some women will bleed for 5 days. Sometimes a woman will bleed just 1 day, 2 days, but that's highly unusual. Usually a woman, when she has the period, she bleeds for at least 3 days. And many women will bleed for 5 days. There are some women who bleed for 7 days. And that's not right. But if a woman will bleed for more than 7 days, then she has to see a doctor. Then she has to see a doctor.
That's wrong.
Something is wrong. Then it's pathological. That's the reason, and Ramban pointed out, that's the reason as to why the Torah says that the Zobay blows me up. What is it? It's not regular. It's not regular. It's not regular. From the melee, and by Zobay, if a woman sees that after the actual needle, that the Yudalapye, so then it's pathological, the lawyer is not. And even though it's Halacha Mishin Sinai, but as the Ramban points out, the Halacha Mishin Sinai is based upon Mitzias. It's based upon Mitzias. Yudalapye, should be needle. So if a woman, the initial Ria, takes place on the first of Tishrei, so then the first 7 days of Tishrei are Yemenim. Then from the 8th of Tishrei to the 18th of Tishrei is Yemenizide. And suppose she doesn't see any dam between the 8th of Tishrei and the 8th of Tishrei, there's a normal thing, but she sees dam on the 19th of Tishrei, then it's again Yemenizide. Why? Because the Vesel Benini is 30 days, once in 30 days. Because the average woman has the period every 30 days. But that's the average. But many women can have the period every 25th day. On the other hand, there are many women who have the period every 45th day. The average is every 30 days. But it's possible that a woman will have the period every 20th day. And it's also possible that a woman will have the period every 19th day. That's why the halacha is in Sinai. And halacha is in Sinai. And even if the teva, the other moving shanet, it will be the same halacha. But the fact is that halacha is in Sinai is based upon Mitzvah. The Ramban says that it's not the time giving time on it, how yet?
Is Rosh Hashanah inferring that any woman who becomes a Zovatana should go to
your doctor? What?
Any woman who becomes a female Zovatana should go to your doctor and meet.
Well, I didn't say that, I mean, but if it continues, she has to see that. First of all, you should ask, let's say, Dr. Sokol these questions, what I know about these things, but I only know that if a woman has a period in 11 days, regularly, many times, after the actual needle, so something is wrong with it. How often must she see it in order to be alarmed? Yes, Dr. Sokol, yes, let me talk about it. I don't know. So, the Ramban says that the reason, and this is not just, it's not like Taina and Mikro, I mean, the Shem sometimes gives Taina and Mikro. All right, the Chinuch always gives Taina and Mikro. But this is not just Taina and Mikro. This is the Halacha, because the Torah calls it below the eighth Nidosa. So the Torah itself says that it's based upon Mitzvah. Enoch Hanameh, if the Teba, the other will be Mishtameh, and women will normally see on him every 18 days, it will still, the Dina Torah has to show will not be Mishtame. But the fact is that the Halacha is based upon Mishtame. So the Meile, the Chavizah says, the Rambam Shite, all these Gemara, Meile Chavizah, here in the Lamed Zayin, in Nide, that in Dalad Nide,
where it says that that it is. On the contrary, I mean, I said, needed that idolatry, it's not needed that idolatry. Really, it's not needed that idolatry. It's needed that an appearance that protects, not needed that idolatry. I made a mistake. Yeah, I said, needed that idolatry. So, it's that protects needed. So, all these Gemaras that confirmed Ramban Shite have reference to a woman who has a basic tovah. So insofar as a woman who has a basic tovah is concerned, so the Chavisdah says the Rambam is needed to the Rambam. It's not an uninterrupted question. But how can we say it's an uninterrupted question? 7-11, if she has a basic tovah, so maybe she has a period, the east Nidoso and the low east Nidoso, because she has the period every 30th day. So that's her east Nidoso. So Mele, there is, so now the common job has to be the low east Nidoso. Machine king, if the woman doesn't have a Vesit Kavua. So then, to a certain extent, every year is low east Nidoso. Because if she doesn't have a Vesit Kavua, so that means she's regular all the time. But of course, there's a difference between the irregularity of a woman who doesn't have a Vesit Kavua. Sometimes she has a period every 30th day, sometimes every 35th day, sometimes every 25th day, and the woman who sees down in the 11 days following that shalom, very pathological. So the lois nidoso means that she's sick. And a woman who hasn't a basis of war, so it's always lois nidoso, she's irregular, but it's not pathological. So the Rambam Shittiri is, when the Rambam says that it's an uninterrupted pressure, 7-11, that's only in the case of a woman who doesn't have the basis of war. So it's always really, to a certain extent, the lois nidoso. So when she neither when she has other, so there's the cloud, 7-11. Masha in case she has the basic tabuah, so then the Rambam is made to the Rambam that the Yudalot Yeim are only considered to Mizide, the Yudalot Yeim following actual needs, but not the Yudalot Yeim following potential needs. When the Rambam says that it's a question of 7-11 means even the Yudalot Yeim that follow immediately upon potential needs is also in Mezive. That's in regard to a woman who doesn't have the Vesit Kavuah. But in regard to a woman with the Vesit Kavuah, the Rambam is made to the Ramban that only the Mezive consists only the Yudalot Yeim that follow upon actual needs, and also that if she became Yudalot Yeim, so it suspends the commencement of the Nide until she left town to Zayinji. So the Meir of this Gemara, Daf Lam Chof Tes, the Gemara Meir of Daf Tes, has reference to a woman who has a Vesit Kavuah. And the Rambam Shite is, that's an answer of the Chayim, it gets in regard to a woman who has a Vesit Kavuah. I mean, this is the Chabidas, and without that Chabidas Teret, so the Rambam Shiti is Merab's Mikra, it's Neged Gemara. And it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the Chabidas Teret. Now, I mentioned that in connection with this Gemara. Omar Rav Levi, in Avuad Mitzayir, El Yomim, or Vuri, Mir, Ben Zom. Now, there is special aloha. Domo Machlas Atmo, there is Domo Machlas Lada. That if a woman sees that fish in the Mezive, so then she's there. In the river she's there, but in Mezive she's there. So the question is, what does it mean in Mezive? So Rav Levi says, in Avlad, in Tayyir, or Yomim, or Ruin, or Ruin, or Ruin, what does Rashi say? הומים הירויים מילי בן זובו, דהיינו יגדל את יאים שבנידו לנידו, אבל רוס האחרי הם תמי לנידו, כי זה הומה לילד בנידו לנידו. In other words, if she sees them fishing, in the Yudalapye, following the actual needles that he may give or manage. So then she stays, she's there. But suppose she keeps on seeing, let's say, Yudalapye. Now, let's say she keeps on seeing them fishing Yudalapye day after day, and then after Yudalapye, she also sees them fishing. So then it's already in the middle. So it's already in the middle, so she's next. That's what the way is. The Rabbi Marafu, the only Morun in Yisir Azam. Rabbi says, the only Morun in Yisir Azam. The Yisri Akeishi, the Mei Aziv or Teh, Kol in Aziv, the Shiva Akei, the Bosozo Beshaich, the Fikos of Rahmona, the Nidoso, the Loi Bidiboso, the Diboso Teiro, Ahane Namekoye, אבל אך השיבו, אם יאריך פני ימידו. כן, אומר רבה דברבה, הוא תחיל מדרב, הפוריונים הורויים מסתירס, סתירה זאת. בימי זיבה, לילה מיתאו, עד שתשתה, שהי כל ימי הורויים איתה, שאם תסתה שישים מתירס, יסרס עקירו, ונמצו יום הבוים הורויים מסתירה, ועוד איתן ידמי ומידה, תיך את האסטרו תשעים ממידה. אבל אסו במזיבה, כל מה שיהיה לך כלי שייתן. So that's nothing. Now, the Rambam doesn't mention how is Allah, whether it's like a clay or it's like, or it's like a Rav, and like Rabban the Rabbi doesn't mention, but it doesn't mention, it doesn't throw it out. But there is a Magid Mishnah who says something. Now, let's tell this client. We will see the Bia Lochal. The Mishnah in Zion will sort of be Allah Allah at the end. He says, "Abol Yisrael b'Mizive Avlad Mitaya Kolid Al Zayin Sheniyomim Orim Yisir Azove Yisir Yisir Azove Urav Doma Hochem Berabad Barabed Inforash Hochem Yedas Hachem." But the Rambam doesn't say. The Rambam doesn't spell it out. But the Mishnah is Yom. The Rambam passes like Rab and Rabad and Barabe, not that way. But it's not mentioned there. That's why the Mishnah says, I am the Mishnah, Zion, and Israel, the Allah Allah. Because the Rambam doesn't say it. And how did the, where did the Mishnah see the Rambam passing like Rab and Rabad and Barabe? I don't know. But anyway, the Mishnah
says. Call your thousands?
They call you down.
What's the first of you down?
Not because the pastors like Reb Lezer and Reb Shimon, that only the 14 days prior to labor is considered labor. Reb Yudhi, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon.
But the one that starts with Z was then...
All the Rambam says, now let's see what's going on.
Maybe there is a diuk, I don't know. Anyway, the Magdishna says so. Mu'bera she'itchilo yistaya, v'chazu uched m'leide. In other words, the labor case. Yishlo adam lot yistirin she'itchili, tirin she'itchili, yishe adam amikod amkish. They are doing what the Dosa are the leader that is his name. In what the Dosa are the tail, she never be Zobo, Dam, be a Zeba, be so. The Ashmir Lundu Zeba Mahmas, Asmo, the Lay Mahmas was, or the Vacha Tail was high. Ava in Tila in Kishin in Tol. A few Hoya Dam Shakes is really in a Havoyin Vatsa, the Dalad Yay, Kishin Shakil, Hareda Dam Kishi Vitoya. Aber in Yisrael Adam, in Kedem Arede, in the Svod Yoyim, or Yeser, Arede, Dam Hirayim, the Sheikh Nidai, because the Rambam says, Afilo Ya Adam, Shisi, Yoyim, the Rabbul Asa, and that was the only passage of God's Yashine. So it's mashma, we don't have to figure out, is it would be without Yoyim, or is it in the 7 days, following without Yoyim, or is it beyond the 7 days, following without Yoyim. We don't have to worry about anything. But that's only how you the Rav and Ravad of Rav. According to the ladies, the Ram should say, you should figure out. He said, he just sits down. That's, they would do all right, he should do. Anyway, the Rambam doesn't spell it out at me. But the Magnishna says that the Rambam, she means the Rambam pastors like Ravad and the Rav. Now, one could say, when in order, one could say, but I'm not saying it, that the Chabad Das Teret is a much better Teret, much better Teret. But one could say, in order to answer all the kashas against the Rambam Shittim, that in the cycles of Nili and Divi is an answer of the Cheshim, 7-11, and that the 11 days following potential Nidus are also in Nili, and even when a woman becomes a Rebbe Gele, So he doesn't suspend the commencement of the Yidah until she had counted. But the Agnos and the Rosh Yeva and the Zion, the Choptes, Erech and the Zaptes. So how does the Rambam, what does the Rambam do with all this? So the best parents is the parents of the Chalidah.
What is Rambam saying in the Chalidah? To say that if it's not a verse of Kavua, so the Torah gave it a
new... He puts it in the paper.
But why? Why would it, no, without a vessel kavur, what?
Because zive by definition means lo yisnidot.
Okay.
So maybe if she has a vessel kavur, so how can it be an uninterrupted cheshen? If it is, let's say, if it is 11 days following potential, but not actually, so Mela it's not Elias Nidoso, so it's Elias Nidoso. If it is the 11 days following action, it's pathological for a woman to see them within 11 days following action. But is it pathological to see for a woman to see them within 11 days following potential news, but she didn't see any news, so what's wrong with it? Let's say she saw the initial year was on the first of each. And she left for 3 days, like that average woman. And then she bleeds So then she bleeds, let's say, on the 18th. So then it's pathological, because no woman who is in good health will have the period on the 18th after she had the period on the first of this. But suppose she bleeds the initial real world on the first of this. And then it comes the Rambam's Cheshbon, the Rambam's Cheshbon. So from the 8th of Tishrei to the 18th of Tishrei, so you may be there. Then from the 19th of Tishrei till the 25th of Tishrei, you may be there again. I'm sorry, you may be there again. Then the 26th marks the beginning of the Nidhi again. So
The Torah says that you don't need to learn from the Torah, it's pathological. If a woman had a period on the first of Tishrei, and then she didn't see any down until the 26th of Tishrei, according to the Rambam, so then she becomes a Zavatanet. And when she becomes a Zavatanet, how can she become a Zavatanet? The Torah defines the Zavatanet of the daily as pathological. The Lord is made of irregular. But if she sees the dam on the first of Tishrei, and then she sees again, she has a period of 26th of Tishrei, what's irregular about? Maybe she's the kind of woman who has a cycle of 25 days every 26 days. So how could she become Isavatano? It's not pathological, but because so the tunnels of a day by definition means irregular. What's irregular about it? It's very regular, it's very normal. It's very normal. And the Chavitazon is only in the case of a woman who never has a Vesak Tavua. So she's always irregular. So the Mele, the lowest Nidofa is defined by the Amin Tarakta Chesma 7-11-7-11. But if she has a Vesak Tavua, so you can't say she's always irregular. No, she's very regular. So if one time she is irregular, so it has to be mamish irregular, because it's pathological. But so only if she has already counted Zion Mishir, so then it's pathological. But if she hasn't counted Zion Mishir, what's so pathological about it? That's what the Chazal. Now, that's the best step. But one could say, if one will ignore the Chavis Da'at Teret, and will say that the Rambam Shittah of an Amitarok Chesim of 7-11, applies to all women, whether it's a woman who has the Vesak Tavua or a woman who doesn't have the Vesak Tavua, so then we have the spirit from the Gemara Mirachum, from Gemara that one Zion needed, Gemara that Chotes needed. So how could we enter? So we could say that according to the Rambam, that's the machleket between Rav Levi and Rav. Because Rav Levi says, in that Rav Nitai, Erwin Yomi Mo'un, he was up 11 days following. But then, after the 11 days, so he's male. And Rav says no, even after the 7 days. And once she started to see some cases in the 11 days, then no matter how long it continues, it's still for it. It's still for it. Okay. According to Rambam, this is the machlokes between the lady and Rav. The lady holds like the Shitzaram. So then we have to say the Rambam passes like a lady, not the way the Mahishni says that the Rambam passes like Rav and Rabad and Rav. That's why I mentioned it. So to say that all the subjects that one is dying here, that test me rechon, that hope test me day, they are called the sheet of Rav and Rabad and Rav. Rabad and Rav. Mashenkin Rambam, he passes like a lady.
It comes in either right away.
That's right, and the lady says, "Rabbi the Aloche, don't make the passion, don't make the water, which applies only to the Yehudi, not to the Yehudi." The lady says, "Only with our gate."
In other words,
just like the Rambam Shittah.
And
the Rambam passes like a lady.
And,
so if we are going to keep this parrot, then we have to reject what the Magdi said. But the question is, that's a big deal. I won't mention the parrot here, but I came to the realization that the best parrot is the Chavis Da'at parrot. But then the question arises, how can a lady be explained? According to the Rambam, how can a lady be explained? The lady says that in regard to the person of Domo Machmas Asmo, the Domo Machmas Lodo, so only, so the halacha is only in the Yidda she's Torah, that Tishri is Torah. But he need not, so he says only the 11 days, the 11 days, but beyond the 11 days not. But that seems like the Shittas HaRambam. Like the Shittas HaRambam. Like the Shittas HaRambam. Now the question is, why not, why only the 11 days? So what's the Pshatan and Levi? What's the Pshatan and Levi? So the Tereth is very positive. A tool, a cognitive.